Yes, indeed. A cross-section of Lagosians there lamenting the fuel scarcity or the long queues at filling stations that are selling across the city of Lagos from the mainland to the island. And that has been the story this morning. For those joining us for the first time, this is What's Up Lagos on Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. The feel of Lagos is live right now.
All right. Today is the 1st of March, 2022. Happy new month to you. How are you doing this morning? We know the traffic situation. We know that the fuel scarcity is an issue right now. So if you're probably stuck in traffic because of this, if you have been going from one filling station to the other looking for fuel, maybe you should share with us your experience and report from what location you are having this challenge. Check your time. It's 12 minutes past 10. Welcome. This is What's Up Lagos with the Techers.
Yes, indeed. It's What's Up Lagos with the Techers. The feel of Lagos commences right now as we take you across the city from the north, south, east, and west. Where is the north, south, east, and west of Lagos? Well, I'll just stick to it like mainland to the island.
Right.
Absolutely. So, let's know what's going on, especially with the first scarcity situation.
Mm.
And, of course, I try to inquire from one or two drivers, and I said, What do you know about this? Why is this happening? He said, I heard that they said that they want to increase the price, and because of that, stations are hoarding, and that's causing the scarcity. Now, I went through mobile filling station around not far from us here, and the queue is around that filling station. You know, the roads around from the express down right to the Sanfield roundabout. There's a queue that long. Right now, as I speak, right there, people are just trying to find their way into the filling station so they can get fuel. So it's really the tough situation right in the island.
It is. And we know that you're experiencing as such this morning. We also had to experience that this morning. So you can share with us the situation report around your area this morning. We know that fuel scarcity tops the list when it comes to happenings around Lagos this morning. But feel free to share with us your personal experience and how are you feeling. We know frustration is top of the list.
Yeah.
But to tell us how you're feeling as well. 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. It's a new month. It's a fresh month. And we hope and pray that the whole of March will come to us with goodies, with blessings. With less struggle, you know, with less struggle. You know, they've been saying, so this phrase has been catchy this year, soft life.
Soft life this year.
Soft life. So we pray that match comes with the soft life.
Amen to that prayer, indeed. And one thing, I didn't remember that was the 1st of March. You know, usually February is like that.
Mm-hmm.
You never remember. I say, it's just the 28th. Before you know it, it's a new month.
Yeah.
You forget that February has 28 days.
28 days.
As it were. So how I got to know it's a new month, of course, was the WhatsApp messages. You know, happy new month. I pray you match on. You match on this month.
It's our greatness.
That's too cliche, guys. Come up with something new. this month of March, you are going to march into your greatness. You know, and all of that.
We are marching forward. Yes, we are.
Forward. You don't know the second line.
I don't know the second line. But you know the song I'm trying to sing.
I know. Can someone help us with that song?
So today, I'm sure a lot of people will be singing that song.
No.
That song is, I am going higher. Yes, I am. But there's another one for matching. There's another one for matching.
On the,
There's another one for matching.
Please, can you help us with the matching song?
Please, if you can help us with a matching song this morning, let's sing. Let's match into our greatness in this month of March.
And I won't lie, some of those messages on WhatsApp, they're good, but the fact that I know it's not a personalized message, you just sent a broadcast, it just makes me feel a certain way.
Right. But I mean, it better pass nothing now.
No, it's nothing. I know it's the 1st of March. Stop reminding me. Stop waiting.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. But you know, you said you didn't know that it was March until you saw the messages.
Know.
So it's a good thing.
I'll wake up. I'll check my calendar later.
The phone lines are buzzing. 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. Remember, you can drop a WhatsApp message also.
On 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. And you can tweet at us at Nigeria Info FM. The hashtag is Nigeria Info WL. Hashtag What's Up Lagos. Hashtag Teke Dimiji. Hashtag The Techers. Hashtag Cheers to Life.
Hello.
Hello. What's up, Lagos? Abel.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Alive.
Make I move moto. And then he says, "You, it's 4 a.m. Jonah is calling from where for?
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Like this, I'm inside the corn oil like this. 4 a.m. We never even hear anywhere.
Wow.
4 a.m. I'm telling you.
Oh,
if you buy food, they don't promote your bomber, make you thank God.
Ha.
Seriously, where we are like this, bros, we are in mess, this country.
Wow.
In 1960 is better than this 2022 now, I'm telling you people. We are in mess.
Take it easy.
But are you close to buying? Where?
My brother, close, no, close, Kenny. Hey. I never any close anything there where they keep.
Wow.
You can hear how honey. People are honey now.
Mm.
If you know Sabi drive motor go Cotonou, you will learn up for here today.
Wow. Wow.
I didn't tell you.
Wow. Thank you so much for sharing your experience at Connell, still on the island.
Still on the island. I can imagine how you know, tough it might be right now to even get to your workstation.
Yeah.
You know, it would be a very devastating situation right now.
And of course, when there's scarcity like this, there's also hike in prices of transportation, of course, fare.
Yeah.
So what was your experience like? Did you wake up? Because it's just like people woke up to it this morning.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. I'm not sure people saw this last night.
Mm.
Yeah.
Another question, were there signs last night and we didn't just know? Or what exactly? We want to know. That's why we're here. That's what the Feed of Lagos is all about, right?
That's right. 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? This is Elder from Ikorodu.
Welcome, Elder.
That song says, "We are marching forward."
Amen. Thank you very much. God be bless you. You are blessed.
So this march, we're marching forward.
We are marching forward. Hallelujah. Amen. We are marching forward. Hallelujah. Amen. We are marching forward.
Huh? What is it?
Nothing.
What is it?
Nothing.
We're singing. Come
oh
on.
My God.
Amen. We are marching forward. Hallelujah. Amen.
What's left is, you know, anyway, let me leave that.
Somebody praise the Lord.
Praise Master Jesus.
Okay. Well, we're marching forward in the month of March. Hello. Oh my goodness.
Kill the
volume. The radio.
Hello.
Yeah, move away from your radio. Good morning to you. Okay. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Yes, my name is Ivy.
Hi, it looks like you're on the road. Are you?
Yes.
Tell us, what's the situation report? What's happening around your area?
Everybody's fine. Bariga.
Okay. Uh-huh. Fantastic to know. Okay. Is there first scarcity in Bariga?
When you call the radio station, either you move away from the radio or turn it off completely, all right?
Yeah, for a moment while you're making the call. You can't listen to yourself while you are calling.
Mm. Or, you know, just turn the volume pretty low.
That's right.
Hello? All right, call us back. 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. Drop a WhatsApp message also.
On 0809-597-5805. That's the WhatsApp number. Hi, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning, Detective.
Good morning to you. Happy New Month.
See, that song there, that guy will sing, you know, put salt, you know, put mangy.
Pepe. Mm.
I want to put every ingredient inside the song.
Okay. Let's go. Let's do
we
this.
We are moving forward. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wow.
That's how the first cast it here. You know, say, if you are playing computer game, okay,
computer
the next
game.
Level
yes.
is always harder. Are you aware of that? You
absolutely,
notice that?
Yes. It becomes
so
tougher.
So when they took us next level, that time, we did not decode.
They
told us change. We did not decode. Next level, we did not decode. Now look at next level, now computer game. It's harder.
Wow.
I work for this country.
It is well. You did tell us your name.
Yeah.
Anyway, but thank you. She sang, she gave us some spice to that. We are marching forward.
Hallelujah.
Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Okay, let's move on. Hello.
Hello, good morning, Decker.
Hi, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Sorry, the traffic this morning and the filling station everywhere is so blocked. I've been in the filling station along this Ikati bus stop.
All right.
5:30 a.m.
Wow.
I'm sorry, my name is Yomi.
Oh, hi, Yomi. Welcome. Where exactly are you calling from?
I'm calling from Ikati bus stop, NUO filling station.
So, have you bought fuel?
I don't know, but we are just on the queue. They started selling, and along the line they stop, and now we don't even know what is going on. They are not selling, but they have fuel. So we all are just in the queue.
Oh. Wow!
I've been here since morning.
Wow!
And the most pitiable part is there are women here who have been in this queue since morning.
Oh.
Who have children at home? Who are supposed to take care of them?
Yeah.
And it's just a pity.
Yeah.
Just a pity.
We can't imagine.
Man, thanks for sharing with us, Yomi. And you know,
just hang on there, man.
Hopefully.
Yeah, I'm hanging on. I'm hanging on. And you guys are doing a wonderful job.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
All right. Okay, then, man, it's I can only imagine right now the stress a lot of people are going through. Early mama, some people 4 a.m.
First of March again, no? Happy
March.
New month.
We were supposed to be marching.
Are we marching forward?
Hallelujah.
I don't get it.
Well, you guys, you're sure that you can trust and rely on our companionship on radio.
Right.
We are here for you to keep you company as you go through this challenging time, wherever you are this morning. All right, we're getting more reports from across the city. Would you like to talk to us? The numbers haven't changed.
0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01-465-7190. Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Yeah, Mr. Corin.
Corin.
Oh, my God.
Corin, it's okay. Go ahead.
This time around, there's nothing like what's up Lagos now.
Is what?
Everywhere, there's no road again in Lagos. I'm telling you.
Where are you calling
from?
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling from Aja this morning.
Mm.
Okay.
You can imagine I left my house around, let me say, 20 minutes to 5 to get well at Northwest.
Okay.
Since that morning, I just got where like 3 minutes ago. Just for me to turn back and get to Ikota, I'm still on the traffic right now. I've not gotten to Ajonda Bridge.
So you might end up using the fuel you bought in traffic.
Exactly.
Wow. Hey.
Exactly. In fact, it's a serious issue. And the worst part is that there's no light anywhere.
Shy.
You can't even get fuel in a can right now to put in your generator.
Hmm.
Are we going to continue like this?
Big question, man. Big question.
It's a terrible situation.
At least you win some, you lose some. At least you have fuel, you know.
Collins, having fuel and spending it on traffic, is that immersing?
No, go off ammo, off the engine, no. Take it easy.
With
traffic.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Have yourself a great day, hopefully.
You know, I wanted to celebrate the fact that I got first. Some people
are struggling to have that one he has.
He didn't hear the last caller that said they don't even know what's going on. But they're in the queue. We hope. We just hope that something will happen. Now, there's always, man, the phone lines are buzzing fully.
Hello?
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Yes! Just alive!
My God!
You made it.
First time of coming on
show. You made it. Welcome.
I'm always elated anytime I listen to the both of you.
I can't imagine. Thank you for the love.
And today, Andrea, today I heard you singing, and all I remember was, oh, it's okay.
You people,
can you remind me who is oh, it's okay again?
Oh, it's okay, know ourselves. They know themselves.
Well, my name is Chioma. First time I'm getting the vote. I'm so happy.
Welcome, Chioma. Thank you so much for the love.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
I'm sure a lot of people were lost at that. Oh, that's okay. Don't worry. We'll tell you G some other time. I've accepted it. I cannot run away from it.
Should I remind
you? I said it. We're going to break.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
Welcome back. 10:36 on the clock. It's still What's Up Lagos with the Techies. I am Andrea Oduobi. Check it.
And this is the voice of the microphone heavyweight, Collins. Still very much in the feel of Lagos, and we are finding out from you what's happening in your neighborhood. What is the matter
with you?
And the most dominant factor of the news or reported so far is the first scarcity experience in Lagos. It looks like Lagosians woke up this morning and they found that boom, no fuel. Mm. Or people are scrambling. And some people are in long queues right now, not having any hope whatsoever of where they're going to get the fuel or when, as it were. We're getting more reports across the city.
0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. We have a couple of WhatsApp messages. We'll take them after a few phone calls, right?
Oh, that's right.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers alive. Welcome.
Happy new month.
Same to you.
You see, you just have to make yourself happy this new month. Let me just put myself happy. Mm. I've been in this traffic for like just from going to where is this now?
Hello?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm spending like for 5 minutes just from Ikoyi.
Wow.
Traffic is something else. Because we are moving.
As well. It is well.
All right.
All right. Okay, let's move. Thank you so much for sharing your experience with us. We really, really, really feel sorry for a few Lagosians, or you know, being in this situation this morning. We know how devastating it can be and frustrating as well. We're so, so sorry that you get to experience this. In fact, someone was sending a message saying that we're laughing. This is not a laughing matter.
That's right.
We understand your frustration. We really do.
There's so many reasons to laugh. Yeah. Right? You're alive. This is not the end of the world. No, Phil, not today. Not today. You want to kill yourself now because of no fault. Let me today, we've been on the queue. We've done queues for days in the past. That's not to say it's good, but you cannot allow that to determine how you feel. And more so, today, the 1st of March, is a special day.
It's a special day. And talking about putting a smile on your face, today marks, that is March 1st, is a day, a smile. It's called Smile Day, right? It's a day observed annually. It's a day that encourages us to put a little bit of smile on our faces. You know, be joyful. We know that 1st of March, are supposed to smile, you know, and then scarcity and of fuel, and then you're stuck in traffic. And for everything that should make you smile, you'll found yourself in this situation. But, you know, remember that there's usually something to put a smile on your face. Just think about that in this daunting moment.
Yeah, the good thing is today's day is actually, it's a day you share a smile with someone.
Okay.
All right. And it's actually themed Share a Smile Day. So, you know, for you to be able to share a smile, you must smile. How do you share a smile? Do you like cut it from your face and put it on someone else's face? So the whole idea is to smile so that others can smile.
Right.
You know, get someone to smile.
How do you get someone to smile?
By smiling.
I mean, comedians are doing a good job.
Make people laugh.
We
all the problems in this country.
With all the problems, you know. We need to give them a round of applause.
Yeah, they deserve
that. You're doing well. If you're a comedian, you're doing well.
They'll sit down, think about the joke. Think about how to say it. That'll make people laugh.
You know?
And then there's some laughters that, you know, we call. They have some effects. They make people smile in... in advance. No, no. In what's the expression? I don't know. I've forgotten the English for that.
Okay.
But where the joke, when they're telling the joke,
is it not hitting the right spot?
You just keep quiet. Like you're just, and then you now sit later on your own, you just bust. So why are you laughing? And so Share a Smile Day is observed annually on the 1st of March, like you heard from Andrea. And it's a day to encourages us to, you know, to be
joyful.
Just be a little more joyful. Just, you know, be so. And then we talked about the how joy is different from happiness, right?
Mm.
That joy is something from within. It's deliberate.
Yeah.
You know, you
is much deeper than just happiness.
Being happy.
Happiness is short time.
Absolutely.
But joy is long term.
That's right. So guys, so today, for just for the sake of today being Share a Smile Day, make sure you smile at someone. No, don't just look at someone, just smile.
And you know, sometimes you're smiling and someone could make that person smile.
That's,
you know,
right.
Maybe we should try it today. Just look at someone and smile at them. And let them even ask you the question, why are you smiling? Why are you smiling at me?
Don't go and smile. With,
smile.
You know, some people that are angry, just smile. If someone is going through something, you don't smile at them. If you go, let's slap them. So, be cautious about it.
Okay.
You know, but make people around you smile. Don't you know?
But put a smile on your face first.
but you can take it upon yourself to make random people smile.
Yeah.
So you think of the best way to do that.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name?
I'm Agnes, calling from Mazamaza.
Welcome, Agnes from Mazamaza. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good, ma. Okay. Actually, ma, please, I called Auntie Ada during her shows last night. I laid a complaint to her and she promised to get back to me. But she had not called. I don't know if she got my number last night.
Okay, you know what? Maybe you should hold on for her time on the air as well.
Oh,
or maybe you should drop your number. Send a WhatsApp message with your number.
I don't have the WhatsApp number.
Okay, you know what? Listen on the radio and then we'll call the WhatsApp number so you can have it.
Okay, ma. Thank you, ma.
Right, you're welcome.
0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. That's the WhatsApp number. 0809-597-5805. Hi. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up,
Lagos? Yes! Chester Life.
Welcome.
Yo, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you very much. I have been calling.
Wow.
The phone has been ringing. You guys have been partial.
Sorry, you have entered now.
I will give you guys reserve. I will not go reserve now because first class is today.
Nervous.
Okay, make I ask you now, get where?
Ooh. You get. Do you have?
Hot drum.
I don't know. As soon as I take rich office today, now I'm making a give me small.
Fortunately, we can stroll for. We can stroll to the office.
Let's even leave that part. My brother, let's leave that part.
Yeah. You guys are doing a great job.
Thank you.
God bless you.
It's a very difficult
something for you guys, two couples, you know, being in the studio.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Now, don't break record. Your name don't date for Guinness Book of Records.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Nigeria Info.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well done. I just feel this stage. I don't even know when they go reach me.
Stay hopeful.
Bokpeboya.
Oh. That's a deep one. Nice one. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Well, he mentioned his name, but that was really good.
Yeah.
You know, he said something about us coming in the radio together, you know. In as much as one will shy away from it, like, okay, well, then some people are like, what's the big deal?
It
is a big deal, bro. Yo!
Let me just say this time around. I don't want to be modest anymore.
Yeah.
If it's easy, come on, try.
Try out. She. But I know that people will be inspired to do something like this, you know, moving forward across the continent.
Yeah.
Because the last time I checked, there is nobody.
Yeah.
You know, the only couple that have a live shows once a week at ESPN is a sports show.
Yeah.
In the world.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you just look about that and the... you're like, well, it's a really a big deal. And of course, we've learned the past 1 year, we've understood why people say,
it's a big deal indeed. You know, a few days ago, we had to evaluate. We had to even ask ourselves, are we giving out too much?
Yep.
You know, are we giving out too much? I remember that, you know, we come here, the bond time that we usually have, aside on the radio, started, you know, dropping. And because we felt we're always here. And then when we get home, everybody, to your tent, ho,
Israel. Arifin, Wally.
To your tent, ho, Israel. And then we have to start asking ourselves, are we giving, you know, being on the air too much?
Yep.
You know, giving our bonding time on the air too much.
That's right.
And rather than having that bond time at home.
Yeah. So those are some of the major sacrifices we've made.
Yeah.
Just to ensure that you out there can be inspired and also enjoy. There are a lot of people, they don't care which topic. They don't send the topic, even though we have beautiful topics.
Yeah. They just want to hear Andrea and Collins. They take it.
Husband and wife doing a show together. Thank you for the support. All of you in the naysayers also, we say thank you because, you pushed us to...
You made this possible.
Yep, absolutely. But let's get back to hear what Lagos is saying.
All right, on WhatsApp, this one here says, having a meeting with a client by 9, it's already 10:44. Left at just in 7 to Lekki, and I still dey road. Chai.
So there's traffic.
We're so sorry about that. This
really
another
sorry.
Person saying, left Ibrahima Desoya by 5 a.m., yet to get to VGC as at 10:44 this morning.
What is happening on Lekki Express Road?
Normally, that road is notorious for its traffic.
Okay.
If you're coming from Songotedo, if you're coming from, you know, Aja, Ibrahima Desoya, down to, you know, that Lekki Express Way is known, right?
Yep.
It is known for its traffic. And I think the reason it would be because it's just how many lanes?
It's about 3 lanes on both sides.
On both sides, you know. But it's not enough for the amount of, or the number of cars, you know, coming from that area. So it's normal for that traffic to...
Yeah, but it may not... It's... Perhaps the lanes are not enough for the level of patience that we have.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying?
That could also be a thing.
Because if you look at it critically, there shouldn't be a reason, if people were patient just a bit, to have traffic. That road is wide enough.
Oh,
but, you know, perhaps, maybe, like I said, the number of cars is just too much. And the traffic, everybody's moving at the same time.
To the same direction, you know. And there are no other lanes. It's just that. There's no, like, alternative road where you can pass. If you're coming from that area, it's just that one lane you have to pass to get to, you know, other parts of Lagos.
That's right. Let's also forget the fact that a lot of some filling stations are selling fuel along that road.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people are migrating
towards that side to get fuel.
So whatever the reason, man, we're sorry about your experience this morning. We just want you to hold on there. Hang in there. It's going to pass. Nothing lasts forever.
Mm.
Whether you like it, I love that man's... whether it's it will not remain there forever.
That's so.
Absolutely.
Another here saying, you didn't drop your name, but he's sharing what happened in his area. He says, early January, thieves came to my house and stole my generator and that of my landlady too. Since then, we have been hoping on NEPA to give us light. And it's just 1 week and it's just for 2 to 3 hours.
Hmm.
It says a new generator is around 170,000 and I bought my generator for 64,000. So now I don't hustle for fuel. It says, I ask, is this a blessing in disguise?
maybe God just wanted to reduce fuel consumption for a month for whatever reason.
Mm.
And, you know, it's about perspective.
Right.
You know, if you call it a blessing in disguise, that's what it would be.
Yeah. Another is coming from, what's your name? No name. Please, guys. If you can put your name and where you are sending a message from, it would do us real good. Let me see. This one here says, what's up, Lagos? Happy new month, Collins and Andrea. And to all Nigeria Info fans, Collins and Andrea, please help us beg Lagos government and LATSMA to intervene in the traffic situation in Lekki Aja axis again. It says by 5 a.m. there was already traffic. Okay. You spend an hour to move a little. You spend 3 hours plus from second toll gates to Ilaje. It's really exhausting.
Wow.
We totally understand that. We really, really, really are sorry that you're experiencing that. Another sending us a WhatsApp message. I think this is responding to Collins.
Okay.
It says, what's up, Lagos? It's a new month. And it says, M for mission. Missions award
possible.
And he says, A, actualize your goals. And he says, R is realize your potentials.
Uh-huh.
And he says, C is channel your resources profusely.
Okay.
And he says, H, The H is hold the bull by the horns.
Happy New Month.
So it says Happy New Month.
That sounds like one of those messages you receive.
Right.
But let's leave the fact that it's cliche. Let's look at the things he said. You know, missions are possible. Yeah. And actualize your goals. Realize your potentials. Mm-hmm. Channel your resources.
Right.
And also hold the bull by the horn. And those are kind words to tell anybody to start the month with.
Yeah, motivating words.
Absolutely.
0700-993-993-993. Hello? Hello?
Okay. All right. Maybe the lines need feel too.
Okay, let me take this message.
Okay.
It's coming from Folushola from Agric.
Okay.
The Kurdu area. He says, good morning, the Techers. What's up, Lagos? I greet you, Mr. Collins and Andrea Teke. Oh, what's okay? What's okay indeed?
Oh, what's okay?
He says, why is it that when the Igbos... they like to change the intonation of the song to their own taste. I'm referring to Mrs. Andrea Teke. Uh-huh. Hello, hello.
Every tribe does it. Have you heard somebody from Akwa Ibom sing?
Every tribe does it. Oh. You know, and he says, do you know you guys are healing balms to so many souls out there? Some are in a very stressful situation, but hearing from you guys, it helps to come out from the coma. He says, thank you, the Techers, for this program, using to reach out to so many people out there. God bless you, and God bless Nigeria.
Thank you, Lushola.
Thank you so much for
that. Kind words.
Another here says, good morning, the best radio couple on the earth. Wish you best of luck. He says, there's no road, there's no fuel at Mazama to Alakija. All right. Another sharing her experience, or his experience, says, I left Sri Lere since 6 a.m. for Ekpe. I'm still at Awuyaya.
Ah, you have moved. You have moved. Oh, thank God for your movement.
Batman from Ikeja says, no, now it's how far Lagos. It says, now is how far Lagos. It's not what's up Lagos anymore.
How far?
It's how far. How far.
Oh, my, oh, my.
Another here says, good morning. I'm Stanstein Akinyemi from Agbulegwa. I'm at NNPC filling station along Charity Road. My drama here. Many drama here to fill your tank. You pay 1,000 to buy in, and any keg you pay 500.
Yep.
It says this country is hopeless. So Ukraine, here I come.
You want to go to anywhere?
You don't want to be in Ukraine.
No, there are people who are volunteering to go and fight, join forces.
All right, that's okay. That's okay.
At least they'll give you a uniform.
Additional Ayotrimbo from Dadbo Ikojo says, what's up, Lagos? Andrea, you won't keep us with love here. Says that voice and the song. He say you go do well as Bobby Joe.
Oh, my God. I second.
Really, no. Really, no. Anyway, well, thank you. Thank you for your messages. This one here says, the Teke family, you are my everyday tonic for my soul. God bless you. Godwin from Ikorodu. We appreciate all the love.
Thank you, Godwin, indeed. We're going to break shortly, but first, let's take some calls and hear from you.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Ah, thank you, finally.
You made it.
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Okay, Collins, I get one small gist for you.
You don't get for me?
I get for you, Andrea.
But you can't call only Collins. Now, why?
So I left my house in Ogba yesterday. So my name is Daily, by the way.
Welcome.
All right, Daily.
And I went to the island before 6, and I got 4 at that mobile at the head office.
Okay.
And in my mind, I was like, so if I can be doing this every day, I'll be getting early money for. This morning, when I got there by 6, if you see the queue, it was so long, and I went to another filling station, total filling station by the pumps. We didn't know they were not selling fuel, and we're moving, only for us to get to the place, and they said they are not selling fuel. So people that have been moving since, they've been leaving. They've been leaving. I waited 2 hours. I left from the mainland to the island to go and get fuel. Now I'm back on the mainland. No fuel.
Man.
Anyway, I
did
go out,
sure. That's the best.
Man. But thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Have yourself a great day. We're going to break Lagos. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Welcome. 2 minutes past 11 is still What's Up Lagos, where the tech has any few seconds or minutes will bring you the family talk for today. But yep, we have a few WhatsApp messages. A few people still sent in WhatsApp messages regarding what they're experiencing right now in Lagos. And of course, the fuel scarcity is one of it. But let's take a few messages before we bring you the family talk, right?
That's right. I'm right.
Okay, let me see. Kevin from Ikeja says, "What's up, Lagos? Nigerians forget too easily. This was the same thing that happened in 2015 before the price went up from 87 naira to 167 naira.
Yeah.
It's the same thing playing out here. Create scarcity of the product and blame it on subsidy. Remove subsidy and the product will be available." That's what he says. Let me see. K.O. Oritola says, "Greetings, the techers. Fuels crisis, no joke. No joke. It says, took me 7 to 5 hours to get fuel yesterday at Ikeja. It says at correct price, 162.5 per litre." Okay.
Lucky you, man.
Exactly. Nuruddin Akiyemi says, "I've been in traffic since 7:40 a.m. From Ikorodu and still at Maryland heading to office in Okpebi." Wow.
But I don't understand. There's no fuel. People are looking for fuel. At the same time, there's traffic. I need to understand why this is happening, you know. You know, you expect that the roads will be
freer.
There'll
be lesser motorists.
Yeah, I mean, less vehicles on the road.
Less vehicles.
Uh-huh. And, but that's not the case. Or perhaps everyone is also, there's no fuel. Let me quickly go and look for where to buy.
I mean,
so everyone is going out at the same time.
Yeah. Maybe that's what is happening. So the rush, you know, maybe, just maybe. Another is coming from Benjamin. He says, "What's up, Lagos? I'm Benjamin from Sulu. Thank you guys for continually putting a smile on our face and that of Nigerians calling and listening to your show. As for me, I have told myself not to complain again. Or any movie that has a beginning must have an end. We are watching our leaders on 3D television."
Man, 3D that you can touch and feel, man. This is HD, man.
Right. Oliver from Ikorodu says, "Mrs. Teke, I so much like your laughing voice. Please tell your husband not to be angry." Collins, don't be angry.
I've heard. What? How do you respond to that?
I don't know. He says I should tell you.
I don't know. Where did that come from? Just go ahead and make your comments, right? Anyways, 5 minutes past 11. And I can see the few tweets here. Can we take them? Let me check. Remember, you can also tweet at us at Nigeria Info FM. Phone lines are still buzzing. So let's take, can we take five calls?
Okay. 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190.
Yes, five calls, a minute each. Hello, good morning.
Hi, Colin.
Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Yes, hi, Andrea. My name is Joel. I'm calling from everywhere today. I've been on the mainland, I've been on the island, and now I'm in a papa.
Wow.
From yesterday, I went foil hunting. I got a place I could get foil around Jakunle, the Moglo.
Okay.
At Jakunle. I didn't get foil from 10 p.m. I didn't get foil to past 5.
5 a.m.?
From 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Wow.
Yeah. And then it was crazy, man. You snooze, you lose kind of thing.
Mm.
You snooze on your spot, someone's just going to overtake you. And
right.
Then you're going to be arguing. And the guy, you know, someone did that to me. And I was like, "Excuse me, what are you doing? Why is this wrong? You're supposed to respect the kid." And this guy just kept a straight face. I was looking away from me like I wasn't even there.
Okay.
And then I went on and on. I'm like, "You know what? Just leave this guy alone. I think he's sick or something." And then I went back to my car and sat down. And then he moved and moved until I got fuel.
Mm.
And then the thing is, this is happening. There's fuel scarcity. There's crazy queue on the road in Lagos.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to wake up very early to get to work. And then your employers will think you're just not waking up on time. Don't think you just...
You are lazy or you're not serious.
Yeah, you're lazy. You just want to come late. You know, my boss gave me a very crazy look today. Like, I was...
Wow.
I don't know the look I was getting from you today. And I was like, sir, there's some scarcity. There's this one, there's that one. I'm they're like, well, you said I'm woken up earlier. I don't have 5 a.m.
If I slap this out.
I don't have 5 a.m. And he's like, you said I'm woken up earlier. I'm like,
imagine.
You know what?
Did you leave 3 a.m.?
I was very happy.
Yeah.
I was very happy because we were in the car together. And when he was hearing everyone complaining, we listened to this show together.
Oh.
So,
oh.
Yeah. So,
I'm sorry. Just be doing.
Exactly. When you do that, I turn around and I gave him those, like, you see, you're like, what are you looking at, my friend? Come earlier, less time.
Thanks for sharing, man.
Thank you so much. I think this is what he said, very important, especially if you're an employer. I know how it can be that you know, you want them to be at their very best at work and you don't want the business to suffer.
Yep.
But, you know, whenever there are times like this,
I just think that,
there should be some sort of, what I say, cutting them some slack.
Cut some slack small, that's true. But some people don't send, though. If you like, fly plane. If you like,
do what you gotta do to be here.
Just get there. And their bosses like, and those things are part, that kind of training, you're right. Mm. Sometimes you look at that as wickedness. Mm. But until you start running your own business, you realize that it's some kind of training.
Mm.
But that's not to say we should not put a human face to it.
Yeah.
Some people just use this as excuse.
Yeah.
The moment, there's no fuel. Oh, I heard on radio, there's no fuel. Oh boy, I'm going to go late. Even if they can't go
if they can, even if they can, do something about it.
Mm. That's right. But and then also, companies should, prepare. This thing, I don't know how long it's going to take, but prepare. If you have to pick your staff, it's possible to do that so that you can, at the end of the day, for your work to be done.
Yeah.
Do it. And if you have to, deploy resources to set up
a whole remote working for them.
Remote working for your staff and those who can work from home.
Yeah.
Man, go ahead and do it. I mean, that's where the world is going to right
now. Absolutely.
Imagine if half of Lagos' working population were working from home. Mm. Imagine what that would do to the roads. I know some people will be like, if people don't go out, business no go move. But you can also set up your business online.
True.
Anyways.
The phone lines are still buzzing. We have a few WhatsApp messages, but we need to bring you the family talk for today. And it's quite a very interesting conversation. Mm. And I'm sure that it's one you want to be a part of.
Mm.
We want to look at the relationship between family and the community. How that we can, create a better society by looking into creating or having a better community.
Mm.
And also goes to the very nitty-gritty of it, which is the family, right?
That's right.
We'll take you on that journey shortly.
Family, considered the smallest unit in a society, but the most powerful of all. It is where habits are formed and values are instilled, one person at a time. For society to get it right, family plays a major role. Get ready to talk family on Family Talk with the Techers. Now, on your number one station for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
With that sound of music, a big welcome to this morning's episode of Family Talk with the Techers, where we have the biggest family conversation. It is on WhatsApp Lagos, Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Well, my name is Collins, the microphone heavyweight. Teke.
And I am Andrea, our Duobi. Teke.
Yes, indeed. You can join the conversation by either logging us viewing us on Facebook Live, which I believe will be streaming shortly, or by sending us a message via WhatsApp on 0809-597-5805 or 0809-597-5805. You can even call.
All right, the female-only line, which is 01465-7190 or 0700-993-993-993.
Yes, indeed. Today, like Andrea mentioned, we would like to examine the relationship, or should I say the nexus, between families and communities.
Mm.
You would agree with me that, I know Andrea would agree with this too, that relationships, marriages, and even family are the core of every community.
Mm-hmm.
Families are what are described as universally recognized as the important source of support and even security. You know how it feels when you belong to your family.
Yeah, well, something that happened outside. When your uncle inside.
You know that, half, that. Yeah. You know,
this is your home, your people, your place.
Absolutely. That's right. Because they can provide some kind of safe and stable environment which nurture the growth and development of each member throughout the different stages of life. I'm talking about from birth to old age, you know. There's just something about that role is very important.
True.
Very key.
True.
Now, let's talk about community relationship a bit, since we're linking the two together. So community relationship is the relationship a community, or let's say a company or an organization, has with the people who live in the area in which they operate, all right? And this also helps, you know, to strengthen the bond between families and communities, and it is very essential for peaceful coexistence. However, many do not see the importance of this, as they feel that it's a waste of time, valuable time. I don't have time to be involved in all these community projects, gathering here and there. What are they talking about? Which community? It is so bad, Andrea, that some people do not even know their neighbors, especially in Lagos. It happens in urban cities like Lagos, you know. People don't know their neighbors, don't care, but it's just myself, and my family. But if you look at that introductory comment, you realize that you cannot exist even as a family in isolation. Your neighbor, your community, it matters a lot. And right. We'll get into the crux of this matter as you proceed.
Right.
Now, when a company makes a commitment to a community, you know, of maybe as a part of their core business strategy, it helps attract and retain top employees, and also, you know, also position itself positively among customers, and increasingly its position, you know, in the market, of course, because a lot of people can see that you are involved in the community. That's why, for example, like Nigeria Info, we have several community projects out there. You know, we're doing giveaways. Just to let you know that, look,
we're proud
together
of the community.
We got a day.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking about fuel scarcity the other time. As if, you know, hit us. We say we feel the matter. You know, and that's important. And another common reason that modernization. Another common reason for, you know, this disconnect that we're talking about is modernization. You know, where there's no communal relationship, especially in urban cities, like I mentioned, most people are focused on their families and only me and my family and all that. And, you know, they lack that oneness because of this diversity of ethnic groups, religions, unlike villages, for example, and communities where houses are traceable and interlinked, you know, socially.
You know this person's family. I know this person's family. But,
so,
you know.
there's that connection socially. Well, I just got word that we're going on a break. So, guys, just follow these thoughts. When we come back, we'll continue with this and then ask the necessary questions. This is very important. Don't go away.
Welcome back. 11:21 on the clock is Family Talk Live on What's Up Lagos with the Techers. And right now we're looking at the very, very, it's interesting. It's also very important that we have this kind of conversation. We're looking at building family and community relationship. We're examining the linkage, right? The relationship between families and communities.
That's right.
We've heard this thing before a lot of times. Leave my Pekin. Not help me train my Pekin. Leave him. Not do anything. Leave him. And that same Pekin will grow up and become
a terror,
in that same community.
That's right.
And then something happened some years ago. And this is a true life story. Something happened some years ago. I remember setting, you know, young guy, we all grew up together, same area. I don't want to mention names so that, you know, people don't get to know where I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Now, this particular guy, he was more like a trouble, you know, in the environment.
Yeah.
And anytime people go to report to his parents or, you know, his family and say, look at your son, he did this, he did that. The mom or the sister, you know, will fight back at whoever comes to report or say anything to, you know, to them regarding their child or their brother.
And his behavior.
And so we grew up, he grew up, went to school, he joined some gangs.
Wow.
And it became an issue because whenever they had the gang fight or whatever, it comes to the neighborhood. And I remember a certain day where when they came around to that community or to that, you know, neighborhood, two innocent lives were lost because of this young boy. And another time, he was beating I don't know, they had a certain gang fight where he was beating, he was bruised, he was, you know, in fact, people thought he was dead because his body was dumped into the lagoon, you know. And thank God that someone found his body and they rushed him to the hospital and, you know, they revived him.
Yeah.
But what I'm trying to explain now is just someone
started from that,
you know, that, yeah, that moved to the community and it became a menace, it became an issue, right?
Yeah.
It became, you know, it threatened every other person's security, so to speak, because of that one boy, you know, from a certain family.
So it was obvious that the boy was, the parents had lost the control of, you know, taming the boy and putting him in the right track. He became a menace in society, from, you know, affecting the neighbors, children and all that.
Right.
And then the fact that the parents could not, they were defending as against, you know, trying to look into the matter. I said, okay, what exactly happened? Don't defend, leave my child alone, leave my son alone and all that. And then the fact that the community, there was no communal effort to try to address that particular issue.
Yes.
It now led to lots of light in some people in that same community.
Yeah, exactly.
So he went on, joined the gang, because of course that was encouraged from his family to his community.
Yeah.
And then now he joined the gang, he brought now that violence to that same community. Some communities might be facing violence because as a result of such things did not curb from the family.
Right.
And then everyone just looked, now in Pekin, if you like, he will soon bring trouble for them.
Mm-hmm.
Failing to understand that, trouble where they knock for next door, it's your trouble. Oh,
true.
It's your trouble.
Absolutely.
You know,
we keep saying that, family is the smallest unit in the society and all of that, but we forget that in a society, there are all that smaller communities.
Mm-hmm.
And in those communities, there are smaller families. But we sometimes omit that communal relationship to focus straight to the family or to focus to the society at large.
Yeah.
So in your area right now, and you know, most people are actually very guilty about this thing.
Yeah.
You know, they used to say that before now, they said one person, I mean, family, you know, they train Pekin complete. How do they usually say that thing?
There's a Yoruba saying that has to do with, you know, not one person, it's a community that raises a child.
But now, do we have
not
that?
Individual.
Do we have that?
It's the opposite, though. You can't even correct. I remember growing up now, those who correct me, I don't even know, we just call them uncle. We are not related by blood in any way. But they will so correct me.
Mm.
You know, they will can even flog you and take it to your parents.
Yeah.
And say, the parents will now add to the floor. They'll be thanking the uncle.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of, you know, you expect that your parents will say, why did you beat my child? Why did you? But they'll say, thank you so much. But right now, the situation is the opposite. You know, you touch specific, you go, yeah, we.
Mm.
You know, and as it were.
So now, we want to ask you a few questions so that we can help ourselves build that communal relationship again. It's something that we can still build again. do you think that different parenting style affects a child's development? Also, what other factors do you think contributes to the lack of the communal relationship? What are the factors? I mean, we mentioned a few, how that, you know, parenting style could be one of it.
Yep.
How that, you know, these days people say, please don't parent my child for me. I'll parent my child myself.
Mm-hmm.
What could have led to that? You know, how do you think we can build that communal relationship again?
That's right. So, and then how was your upbringing, you know, affected you as a child generally? You know, and then especially specifically that relationship between your family and your community. You know, sometimes we have localized the word community. We believe, especially in the cities, right? We believe it's a village thing. You know, we're in the city here, everybody mind their business. But that doesn't change the principles that guide our coexistence, that we do not have common challenges, that what affects the next person would certainly affect you.
Yeah.
You know, your neighbor, it matters. Those around you, your community, it matters that you are involved, you are aware. You know, these days, you just leave everything in the hands of, we have set up a committee, this. You don't have the details of what really goes on around you because you don't care. You are just here to leave. I didn't come here to settle. I came here to work. But you have a family.
Mm.
So how do you think this oneness, especially in urban cities, in the city centers like in Lagos, how important do you think this is in our present day reality? in our sight.
The phone lines are open. 0700-993-993-993. The female only line is 01465-7190. You can drop a WhatsApp message
on 0809-597-5805.
We're also streaming on YouTube, so you can head straight to YouTube and see how dapper Collins is looking.
And how beautiful, as always, Andrea is looking.
Thank you. So we are on also on Facebook.
Yep,
we're also on Facebook. We're live on Facebook, so you can head on there.
Nigeria Info 99.3 on Facebook.
That's right. 0700-993-993-993. Hello.
Hello, Andrea Teke, the most beautiful, amazing Teke in the family.
Wow.
You guys are so amazing. Like,
thank you.
I give you guys kudos.
Thank you.
You are amazing. You
thank
are spontaneous. You are just amazing in the way that God has created you guys.
Oh,
amen.
You guys
thank you.
Support people despite by the heart. And to Nigerian Info, I'm dropping a brand new song for all of you, because you guys have blessed. You've made me like one of the biggest fans on earth in Nigerian Info.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I only have a question for both of you.
Okay.
My first question is, how do you guys come about this relationship issues in terms of black cash and stuff like that?
Wow. How do we... I didn't understand the question. How did we...
How do you guys cope when people, like, talk about you guys' relationships?
My sister.
I'm a guy who...
My brother. God. Oluwa is involved.
Yes.
Oluwa is involved.
Wow.
We really appreciate the kind words, indeed. We thank you for that.
Thank you. We appreciate it, indeed.
How do we cope? Okay.
We'll have a show for that one day. Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. What's your name?
Good morning. My name is Hassan. I'm calling from Lekki.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah. First kind of thing like
Hello. Okay. Hello. 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. You can drop a WhatsApp message also.
On 0809-597-5805. That's the WhatsApp number to send a message.
Okay, we're asking you, how can we build that communal relationship again? Because it seems like, especially in the modern city, in the urban city, where that if you touch my child... Where parenting styles differ.
Yeah.
Where people seem to be more enlightened than the other. And so they feel like, don't touch my child, don't correct my child, I'll correct my child myself.
Yeah.
And also in areas where people don't even know their neighbors anymore and they don't care what is happening in the other house or other family. Nobody cares. And nobody really, really, really understands that understand that the fact if you whatever happens in the family finds its way you know to affect the community at large.
That's right.
And also affects the society also at large. But we most times omit that there's such a thing as your community. You come from a community.
In our minds, in our home, we divorce this relationship. Mm. But it's not, you can't divorce that relationship. They are married. It's work for, they are together.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like you say, I don't want to have anything to do with my neighbor.
Yeah.
Except there are extreme cases where maybe the person is not. But you cannot just say that. Because one day, your light will finish. I mean, the units of your light will finish.
You want to charge your phone.
You want to charge your phone just to get something. You now cannot knock the door of your neighbor and there's nowhere else to go.
Mm.
What does that tell you? It means that we are interconnected. It's not whether you like the neighbor's face or you like their... In fact, the more you can... Neighbors can impact on each other. We all are guilty of this. So it's not as if I'm talking from a point of view as if, sometimes. Neighbors can impact each other. And that's how it starts. And community, you don't even know how many houses are on your streets. You don't know who lives where, how many people live where. You don't care because it's not your business. You're just minding your business. But we are here to say that it affects the site. It can affect the site at large.
Mm. I remember one time... There's a certain area. I don't want to mention name this time. There's a certain area where, in a particular building, there were all boys in that building.
Yeah.
We don't know what they were doing. We're most times seeing triple boys going out, triple boys coming in. And my dad would keep saying, who are these boys? Where are they coming from? What do they do? I know he kept asking all those questions and he was really suspicious, although he did not report anything, you know, to maybe the local police or whatever, you know, or the security around that area at the time. But he was very suspicious. And guess what? Mm-hmm. We got to find out that those boys were armed robbers.
Wow.
They were housing, you know, ammunitions. They were housing things. Mm-hmm. They only come there to, you know, relax, but late at night they go out to do
top right,
you know, their business.
Wow.
So sometimes you don't even know who is housing what in their and then you don't know if it might affect you in the long run.
And yearly, if you bust your house now and now you realize that your house has always been a home for drugs or whatever it is, right, how would you know?
Right.
As it were. So I mean, these things are very important conversations, and the phone lines are buzzing. It's nice to get to hear from Lagos. Hi, good morning.
Yeah, thank you. My name is Tony from Ikorodu.
Welcome.
Hi, Tony.
Yes, thank you. Actually, I have something to contribute, but before then, I want to re-echo what the second to the last speaker said about how do you cope about people's statements regarding your friendship there.
Yeah.
You really answered well. But and I believe also that your real partners, both the husband now, the real husband and real wife, are also aware of the nature of your job. Mm-hmm. So they wouldn't add much importance to what people say on air.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But yes, I'm aware of that, fully aware. Like, my people will say in Igbo language that the dog that bites does not even bark.
That's right.
So a full understanding of the nature of the person's profession or practice or job sustains and answers that question.
True that.
Well said.
Keep it up, my brother.
Thank you
owe nobody
much.
Any extracurricular explanation about what goes on. Anybody can talk.
That's right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Yes, indeed. Appreciate you. Wow. Well, thank you. That's all we can say.
Okay, we have a few.